Hello and welcome to the latest interview. I'm joined by Slough Joint Managers Neil Baker, John Edward. Controversial game, gents. How are you?
Yeah, please. We've got 3 points, which I think is deserved, to be honest.
Did you feel at all towards the end that it might not happen, it might not come?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it wasn't a great game by any stretch. I think it wasn't going to be. I mean, the manager admitted before the game that he left the grass long and didn't water it, which is what they'd normally do, because they felt that would give us an advantage. And it made for a scrappy game. They were direct, we were direct. But I think as we went into those last few minutes, I mean, we felt very hard done by. The sending off, Gav's clearly broke into the area. We can't believe it wasn't a penalty. And in the first half, Danny's got in front of their lad, got a toe to it, and he's taking him out. And our belief is that the game should have been done and dusted. They cleared 3 off the line, and I think we should have had 2 penalties.
It could have been out of sight by half-time.
Should have been out of sight. I think Jack's made one save first half, and then the lads made a great run down the line and put a cross in, and you know, great goal for them with 10 men. But other than that, I don't think we were under a lot of pressure. So I think we deserve the win.
Yeah, it certainly was a game of two halves, as you say. You certainly bossed the first half, both in terms of chances, things like that. Hit the bar, cleared off the line a few times, all those sorts of things. On what you say was quite a tricky pitch, but then you didn't kind of come out in the second half and do the same things. What happened?
Oh, listen, you know, it's a hot day. You know, I think, was it 28, 29 degrees? The lads have put a hell of a lot in over the weekend, and we probably didn't get going second half. We were playing direct, as Anders said, because they've deliberately left the pitch long and not watered it. And as he said, it ended up being a scrappy game. But, you know, we've still had chances. You know, their keeper's made some really good saves today. I thought he was very good. And we could have had that game completely won before they've equalised. And listen, you know, whether it's a goal or not, I don't know. You know, we can't tell from where we are. They're adamant that it's not a goal. Our lads are saying it is a goal. So whether it is or not, it's irrelevant. We've won the game. We've got 3 points. He'll moan about his lad being sent off because they've had a couple of red cards recently. Well, I'm sorry, the lad's known exactly what he's done. You know, Gav is in on goal and he's done it deliberately. So we're delighted with the 3 points of professional performance again, and we'll look to go again on the Saturday in the FA Cup.
And you use the 18-man squad quite to your advantage in terms of, you know, changing things around.
Yeah, we did. We always intended to do that. It's a hot weekend and 2 games in 3 days. We would have probably done even more, to be fair. I mean, we haven't involved Inzi because he just hasn't been able to do enough training at the moment. We felt that wasn't the right thing to do. And Togs and Webby were both struggling a little bit from last week. So we did what we could to freshen it. I thought we brought the two in up front. Who haven't had loads of football, and I thought they gave us everything. I think they chased things down, they worked really hard. So we do have a good squad, and it was critical that we used it, and just glad that, you know, everybody's really contributed over the weekend.
And it's probably important that we have got to win, you know, because we've made some big decisions today, you know, with players that we've taken out of the side from Saturday. You know, we've left our top goal scorer who's got 3 goals, and you know, he was brilliant on Saturday and set 2 up, and we've left him on the bench today, and it's for the whole reason that we need to keep people interested, and we've done that, and that's been brilliant. It could have been egg on our face, but it wasn't in the end, so that's all we care about.
And the rhythm breaking up between the first and second half, obviously you had to make 2 changes at half-time. Were they forced changes?
Yeah, both Guy and Lenci had tight hamstrings, and they weren't. Those sorts of things don't get any better as the game goes on, so it made sense, the 2 real sort of like-for-like changes.
But it changed the tempo, the rhythm of the
game
slightly?
I don't think it was a substitution. I think it was an element of tiredness.
Yeah, tiredness, heat, everything. You know, I thought the lads, as say, first 45 minutes, you know, they worked their socks off, and we were by far the better side, I don't think. Apart from the one chance from Cardini, they haven't threatened us. So
they actually made a change at half time to match us as well. They matched our shape, which for a long period of the second half it just looked like we were cancelling each other out. And I said to Bakes, I'd have been really comfortable with that at 2-0, but being 1, we were always worried about what might come, and obviously they did get 1. But it wasn't a classic, but over the course of the weekend I think we've been the better side in both games and come away with 6 points, so we're delighted.
And if you were on the other end of some of the decisions that were out there today, would you feel hard done by?
Well, we were on the end of some of the decisions there today. You know, we haven't got 2 penalties that we should have got. So, you know, not being funny, when Gav goes through, it looks penalty. For me, the first one on Dunny in the first half is just an absolute nailed-on penalty. He's just come through the back of him. You know, Dunny's about to have a strike and he comes through the back of him. So, for me it's not even a decision, you know. It's so they can moan all they want, I don't really care, to be honest. It's about us. It's you know, we've done what we needed to do. We've got the 3 points, the fans have gone home happy. You know, it's not a classic, but these are the games that we probably didn't win last year, and we're starting to win them. So we've got 12 points from 5 games, and we're in better shape than we were at this stage last season.
Yeah, and in terms of your bank holiday weekend, you've got to be happy with 6 points out of 6, John.
Can't ask any more. It doesn't matter how you get the wins, but as I said, I think we deserve them both. But all that matters is you get the wins. It's a results business, and you only got to look. It's early days, but there's a few teams at the top that have won all their games, and you need to stay in touch. You know, we want a challenge for that title, so you need to stay in touch. And we've done a great job over this weekend, and done so.
And on a personal level, how is it coming back to Cherrywood Road?
Yeah, you know, it's game of football at the end of the day. We both had good times here, but you know, we're Slough now. You know, it's you know, no disrespect to Farnborough, we've got nothing to do with Farnborough anymore. Our job was to come here and get 3 points, and it's nice to see a few old faces, but I couldn't really care too much about it.
We have to treat it as any other game.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're just delighted that we've come back here and got the 3 points. It hasn't been a classic, but we don't care.
And now you've got a bit of a break in the league. FA Cup next weekend. Looking forward to it?
Yeah. The lads will rest until Thursday, and we'll get everyone in, and we'll see how everyone is. Obviously, a few knocks here and there. But I think we should have a good numbers to choose from next weekend. And
obviously, we've got the squad of 18. You know, being in the FA Cup, we can have 7 can subs, so we can use everyone. So that's positive.
But it's important.
As well.
We want to run in that this year, and we can. You know, we've got those points in the bank now. 12 points in the bank. We can now concentrate on the cup.
And a little bit of a banana skin potentially.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Steve will no doubt set his side up to try and cause an upset, and we've got to make sure that we're not that team, because I'm sure there'll be 2 or 3 sides at least on next Saturday that will get knocked out from teams in leagues below. So we've just got to make sure that we're professional, we go there and do a job, and if we do that, you know, we should get ourselves through. But as you say, it's the FA Cup, it's a banana skin, anything can happen.
Well, congratulations on your 2 victories out of this. Go and enjoy a pint of beer, and I'll speak to you both soon.
Cheers, John.
Cheers.